Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Special Magistrates Administrative Hearings for the City of Ocala for June 30th, 2011. We will proceed with the agenda as prepared by the Secretary. Are there any changes to the agenda beyond those that I was given?
Yes, sir. We do have some people present this morning that would like to testify in their cases, if at least the magistrate.
Okay, you want to tell me which ones we have people on?
One of them is case COM 110567, Israel Vasquez and Central Mortgage Company. We had originally taken this case off the agenda because we determined we didn't have service to the registered agent. It's not on your agenda.
I was going to say, okay.
The party is here this morning, and they're willing to stipulate that they are working, they stipulate to the case and working on resolving the issues with the city.
Okay, what else you got?
Another person that's here this morning and prepared we'd like to take first would be COM 10-1884, a non-compliance hearing.
Oh, okay.
And COM 110083, a non-compliance hearing. And I don't know what this gentleman's here for.
He's for the case COM 110502.
Aaron, your two non-compliance hearings, what are the property owners' names?
Joe Soraya, LLC, with the registered agent of Nick Pusick, who's here.
Okay.
In the third row there. And then Florida Low Income Housing Association.
There we go. Okay. Florida, gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and do you have the case file on the Vasquez matter here?
I don't, but I was going to pull it up for you where you could use your blue button.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take the two old business non-compliance people? That's usually very quick. Get them on down the road and go from there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how about we take up under old business case COM 10-1884, Joe Soraya number 1 LLC. And we'll do that one first. We need to swear our officers.
Yes, and approve the minutes.
And we will, yes, I've read the minutes and I take them as approved.
Just the officers, the rest of you don't need to stay.
We'll get you later.
Yeah. Do you swear affirm that the evidence you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. City Official, what do we got with this?
Good morning, Your Honor. Chip Rich, City of Ocala. I'm the duly appointed Code Enforcement Manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement, completed all four levels of training. I've been a Code Enforcement Manager over 3 years now. I have extensive law enforcement experience, and I'll be presenting your cases this morning. If it pleases the magistrate, I'd like to call first an old business case.
Oh, so you're
consent
going to
agenda
one?
For non-compliance hearing would be COM 10-1884, okay. Joe Soraya number 1 LLC.
Okay.
We have representation here this morning. It's our impression that Mr. Pusick, who is here representing Joe Soraya LLC 1, is requesting an additional extension. Originally had an extension carrying him up to May.
Okay.
From the magistrate. The city's not in opposition to an additional 60-day extension. He has a lot of things he's working on, and we believe it'd be in both of our best interests.
Okay, just refresh my memory of what the original violation was.
82-181 and 82-182, demolition it slips my mind here. Give me just 1 minute. Dangerous building declared, nuisance abatement required.
Okay, and where does the city believe the property owner is in the process?
The city, in the city's opinion, he is working towards a way to get someone, a low-income family, qualified for the home, get the house repaired, and allow them to move into it.
So we're actually in a rehab mode.
I believe that that's what we're working towards. The city would like for him to get his engineering opinion in writing, what have you, present that to the building department, and obtain a permit. And we think he'll be able to do that, and I believe he thinks he'll be able to do that within 60 days.
Madam Secretary, if you'll swear on the property owner, please.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Nick Pusak, 7097 Southeast 12th Circle, Ocala, 34480.
Thank you.
Are you the manager of the LLC?
I'm the owner, sir.
You're the owner, okay. Okay, so what's the plot and plan?
Exactly as Mr. Rich stated it. I will comply to their request of getting in a letter of opinion from an engineer. I've already had two builders out there who state they do not believe that's the scenario. I have also had an engineer go out and look at it. They also do not believe it rated a 50, a 51.
Right on the line, yeah.
A 51 is not. There's no mitigating factors on the house. There's been no break-ins. There's been no drug activity. There's been no act, nothing. It's right next to the elementary school there at NH Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I've owned the house for 10 years, never had any problems.
It's secured, nobody's going
Yes, sir, it's secured, it's locked. I send somebody over there once every 3 to 4 weeks to mow the yard. And I'm actually willing to do the letter of opinion on an engineer only because they've also been gentlemen and tried to work this out from day one. And just to explain real briefly, I was out of town for 2 weeks. I received a certified letter on a Thursday or a Friday. I hired somebody on Saturday to go out and totally clean up the yard. It was mowed, but there were a ton of leaves and there were big weeds.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent somebody over there, they made it look great. I call and I say, okay, I'm done. I did it, it's immaculate. I spoke with Dwayne Thomas and Dwayne says, no, now there's another issue. And it was in the original thing, I just didn't know it. I never had any problems with the house except for the fact that, you know, it needed yard work. So he was like, no, and there's other things that are problems and that we're having a hearing on Thursday. I said, whoa, I'm out of town. I'm leaving on Wednesday, I won't be back for 10 days. I never had a chance to plead this. And it's just been an ongoing learning process.
Give me a timeline so that I can figure
out. Well, I would say within 60 days, I'm meeting with Mr. Haynes right after I leave here.
Haynes the engineer or Haynes the lawyer?
Haynes neither.
Under
Mr. Mondale's program.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going there to try to totally understand how to dot the I's, how to cross the T's. I'll be in the process of getting a letter of opinion on the engineering report to, even though I don't believe I need to, I don't believe I have to, I don't even believe legally I should, but they've been gentlemen. We're trying to make this process work. And so I will have that done within 60 days. I am hopeful to have a contract within 60 days for the court, for you. And at that point, I'm hoping everything will satisfy all parties at that time.
Okay, well, if we give you 60 days, that will give you 60 days to come into compliance. If you need more time and you're well down the road and the city's still happy, there'll be no problem.
Yeah, no, I have to give the city credit. Mr. Rich, Mr. Mondale, I just recently met Mr. Haynes. I've spoken to Mr. Hamilton. They hold their opinion. I hold mine, but we've been gentlemen and we've been trying to work the scenario out. So I'm willing to finally bend and get a letter. See, the whole thing was over this letter of opinion on a survey. I don't want to go through the expense of a cost when it was a 50, and I've had three people tell me it's not.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
Your Honor, I would like to just make sure that we get in the timeline that we would like for him to, you know, within the 60 days, get the letter which he's agreed to, mm-hmm. and then apply for his permit.
And yeah, well, getting them.
He gets that. He has plenty of time.
What I see is the cutting point is the issuance of the permit. That way, we're not sitting here policing every little nit and pick of his life.
I would also like to point out that we're not here to hear this case over.
I understand. I'm not hearing it over.
And that we already have our findings.
Well, I understand
that.
Yes, sir.
Our position there.
I also sent an email. Immediately, I called Mr. Mondale on that Monday when I found out the hearings on Thursday. I asked for a professional courtesy. I'm going to be out of town. Could we wait till I'm in town next month to be able to do this? I was told no. I have an email proving so. So I never had a chance to argue my position.
Okay.
And I always felt that a 50, when a 51 is acceptable with no mitigating factors, it shouldn't even be, you know, it made no sense. Now, I do have one thing I don't understand here as far as the permitting issue. My understanding, and that's why I'm wanting to go talk to Mr. Haynes about, is I am looking at getting a letter of opinion from an engineer, as they've requested, but at that point, I'm going to be selling a house to somebody. That person at that time can handle everything else. It will be stipulated in there that there is a disagreement in the that the house is currently under a code enforcement issue. I will stipulate, I'm a real estate broker, so I will list everything legally. It will be in there. It will be signed. It will be initialed.
Okay, let me give you a couple pieces of the drill here.
Yes, sir.
Number one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to extend the existing order compliance date out 60 days. I guess from
today
would be fine. Okay, from today. Now, here's the boat you're in.
Yes, sir.
You really have two choices.
Yes, sir.
Within the 60 days, you can either buy a demolition permit and knock the thing down. You don't have to do. You don't have to knock it down. Or you just buy a demolition permit. Then you're under the rules of the demolition permit. Or buy a renovation permit, and then you're under the rules of the renovation permit. So one or the other. Now, let me tell you about a little provision buried in Florida statutes, and I believe it's also in the city code as a mirror image.
162.
The sale of a property that is under a code enforcement procedure without giving certain disclosures that are laid out there in the statute in writing to the buyer carries with it a presumption of civil fraud on the buyer.
I will make sure, Your Honor, that it is in there explicitly.
There you go.
I will get with Mr. Mondell or Mr. Rich or Mr. Haynes, and it will be the largest paragraph in the contract.
Okay.
But I do also wish to have on record, I do not agree with the original findings on that Thursday of December that the house is in that state that they're saying deemed unsuitable, on the argument of it was rated a 50, and there's no mitigating factors, and in all honesty, the gentleman who did it is not an engineer.
Okay.
Okay.
Okie dokes. Well,
thank
fine.
You, sir.
Madam
I appreciate
Secretary,
it. Chip, thank you.
The order in this case, as previously entered, is hereby amended to extend the compliance date 60 days from today.
All right.
Okay.
Ms. We have one more item of discussion here.
Thank you. Oh, in the same case?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought I'd gotten that one down the road. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Mark Mondell.
Sure, Mark.
Executive Director of Municipal Development.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
This is largely, again, for the benefit of defendant here. The situation on this particular property is that the city is not interested, even if there are disclosures to future purchasers, to pass the buck, so to speak, down the road. What we're trying to do in working with Mr. Pusek is get the engineering report completed so that we can determine what has to be done so that this property can be restored to an occupiable position. Okay. Mr. Pusek is, I think, correct in trying to find families that can become income qualified and eligible for other city programs which could help offset the cost of that work. The problem is that as long as the house remains in a dilapidated state, we're not going to be able to use our city programs to renovate the home. We can't use those federal dollars to renovate the home. So the theory is that if the engineering report can be done and the permit pulled, if a portion of the work can be done to the point at which it is no longer dilapidated, it may not be to the point where we are allowing it to be occupied, that will allow him the time to get the income qualified individual to us and eligible for the federal and state programs to finish the project. That is the goal which we're trying to achieve. That's why I want him to understand for the record how this needs to work.
In speaking to that, I don't believe the home is in dilapidated state.
I understand that.
And so I would believe that if I receive a letter of opinion from an engineer stating it's not in a dilapidated state, that point is moot. And so if that point is moot, then he is right. I'm trying to work with low-income families. It's a nice little neighborhood right next to the elementary school. But I have from day one not wanted to put a bunch more money. And I don't understand when they state pull a permit and bring it up to whatever minimum
code.
That's a wide array for somebody who doesn't have that knowledge. And I need to know in writing then What they're stating is the minimum to be able to go to a program to help somebody out. I have no knowledge of what they're requesting. I don't know if they're saying, hey, put a whole brand-new roof on it because it's got a 2x2 hole in it.
Let me shoot the rocket by your nose.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's the deal. The purpose of the engineer report is that he will tell everybody what it is that needs to happen to this house. Once you know what it is that has to happen to this house, and the city agrees that those items are sufficient to meet minimum code, then you hire your contractor who gives you a price to do it all. Once you have all that, then you get a permit. And so, you know, this is one of those things kind of like the trip of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. There's too many variables right now. Let's see where we are in 60 days.
But the reality is, sir, is that I want to be honest with the court. Okay. I don't want to mislead the court in any way, shape, or form, or Mr. Mondell or Mr. Rich or anybody else. My understanding of what can be accomplished or what I'm trying to accomplish or what we're trying to do is I am wanting to, I will give them their letter of opinion from an engineer. I will then sell the home, covering every A, B, C, D of the of what's in there. Because if the letter of opinion states that the house is not, quote unquote, deemed unsuitable, then the governmental program will allow the parties to then do what they need to do to get the help and assistance that is needed to do the house.
Okay, let me just say, with full respect, that's your version of life.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't happen to be the version of life that exists in the file. The file says the property has been found. One minute, just listen to me.
Yes,
sir. We're not going to spend the whole morning here.
Yes, sir.
The file says that your property has been found to be in a dilapidated and unsafe condition, and you're under an order to demolish or renovate. That's what's going to happen in 60 days unless something different happens. So you need to understand that that is what the order is at this time. At that point, either one of two things or both occur. Fines start running when an order for fines gets entered, or if the city is distressed enough about the situation, they demolish it. And in both events, a lien winds up on the property. Now, that's the hard reality of where the code enforcement file is right now.
Mr. Trope.
I don't think any of that's ever going to happen. But we don't, you nor I nor these brilliant code officers have enough information right now to actually resolve what's going to happen with this house. So let's take 60 days, kick the can down the road, and see where we are.
Can I ask a couple of questions first?
Sure.
Has there been ex parte communication between all parties?
This is the first thing I've ever heard of this file.
Thank you, sir. The second question, or the second thing is we still have this thing where I called Mr. Mondell on Monday. I sent an email asking for professional courtesy that I will be out of town. I also spoke with Mr. Dwayne Thomas on that same day saying I'm out of town, I can't possibly be there.
Okay.
So my argument is that I was never given the opportunity after verbally and in email form asking for a professional courtesy to argue that it's at a 50. It's not done by an engineer, et cetera, et cetera.
Before we get to that point, let's just
find out
what we need to do to fix the silly thing.
Well, and I want to let the court know if it's reasonable and it's not going to cost me a ton of money, I'm willing to. The engineering letter of opinion, I already know what that's going to cost.
Okay.
Let's go down that road
and figure it out.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, Madam Sowell. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Florida Low Income Housing, COM 11-0083.
We'd actually like to go to the
new case?
The case that was removed from the agenda, Your Honor, if you don't mind. The Florida Default Group, because we have the attorney here.
Okay. Is that the Israel Vasquez case?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring that up on my internet connection for you. As I stated before,
mine is completely napping.
Because we had removed this from the agenda because we didn't initially have
service.
What we felt was we had service to the bank, but we did not have it to the registered agent in an overabundance of caution. We wanted to make sure we got that resolved.
In a digression, since you're dealing
yes,
with
sir.
A service of process issue, I did a dangerous thing last week. I went to a seminar on code enforcement.
Yes, sir. I'm familiar with the seminar you went to.
Yeah, and the one they buried all the lawyers and administrators upstairs on was focusing on service of process by posting and publication.
Yes, sir.
And then in the statute, there's a little predicate to that. And the predicate says, upon approval of the code board.
Yes, sir.
Read
and
me.
We do have that approval. And we do it each year.
Okay, so you
we annually redo
that. Okay, that's what I wanted approval. To make sure that we were busy doing that.
Yes, sir. I
okay.
have.
Because I know the county's not doing it. And we're going to have a little powwow over that.
Fortunately, I'm a little bit ahead of that situation, I believe.
Well, I don't know that I would use being ahead of the county as a standard of performance. Okay, with that said.
Okay,
proceed.
If you wanted to push your blue box button, I believe you'd be able
to see what we have on screen here.
Awesome. A bunch of JPEGs.
Yes, sir. Those are the photos of the case.
All right, let me find my mouse. Your mouse.
If you wanted to go through those photos briefly, they're
are you in control of my mouse? Yes, you are.
I am for the viewing of the photos and what's on
okay.
your screen
okay.
now. I've got all of them. I've got everything that's in our case file. Right.
Okay.
Our contention here is that weeds, accumulation of trash, and unsightly unsanitary matter, which is just the junk and debris, and then, of course, the property registration. So it's not earth-shattering.
Is it in a foreclosure?
Let's go here. It is in foreclosure.
And
the bank, I don't believe the bank has taken possession of it yet.
It has not, Your Honor. We're very early in the process.
We do have a copy of the Les Presence here.
Les Pendens, yeah.
Les Pendens. For Central Mortgage Company.
Okay. And so we got a weeds and accumulated trash.
Yes, just weeds, and I believe she has a photograph.
I have after photographs
of when you've cut and cleaned it.
Okay, so we have a compliance at this point.
Pretty much everything from what my client.
Chip, excuse me, sir. Can I get her name and address for
okay,
her?
Okay, yes. Why don't you tell the lady clerk
your name and address and you're an attorney.
Donata Supplee, SUPLEE, Florida Default Law Group, on behalf of the plaintiff.
Okay.
Florida bar number 037865.
Thank you.
So I believe we're going to be in agreement on the cut and cleaning, and I've advised her that we would provide her with the copies of the registration form that's needed.
Okay, that's not a paper. That's
right.
Not a big deal.
I'll take care of that as well. I just, my clients wanted me to let you know that pretty much everything's been done. The only thing left to do is this unsightly canopy thing, and they said that they're in the process of removing
okay.
that as
well. Okay. Well, would everybody assume that 30 days for compliance is sufficient?
Yes, sir, and okay. the standard administrative costs.
Okay, ma'am, with your consent, then I will enter an order finding violation as alleged in the citation and require compliance within 30 days, absent which we will then begin accruing a fine at the rate of $50 a day.
Typically, that is what the is judged, $50 a day, and then the city to perform the cleanup work.
Okay. If you run into some unusual thing, let us know, and we'll be glad to.
And I will.
As long as something's happened. Okay. Fair enough. Thank you for coming by.
Okay. Now you can switch off of your blue button box there. You'll have your own control again.
I'm feeling more powerful.
And we will hear the Florida.
I just have a black screen, guys. I mean.
Really.
Really.
Okay. Then you might have to stay on the blue button box and
tell me what I should
yes,
look
sir.
At?
I'll have to do that
okay.
for you. I apologize. Fortunately for you on this one, there is no presentation to be made. They're coming in to essentially request an extension in this case. The case number is COM 110083.
Okay.
The city is in agreement with their extension request, and I'll let them speak for it.
Would you refresh me, since I don't have a file, tell me what the violations were?
Violation was dilapidated structure requiring...
Okay, so we're in the permit or rehab mode.
Yes, sir, and okay. they've agreed that they want to do the engineering with the University of Florida to determine what they can do. They originally requested for a 90-day extension, which the city agreed to. Mm-hmm. However, the magistrate only afforded them a 30-day extension.
You must have run into Tom.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So at this point, they're back to request for an additional extension, okay. And the city doesn't have a problem.
Come forward, sir. Tell us who you are and tell us what you want to do.
Thank you, sir. Scott Hackmeyer, 215 Northwest Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Ocala, Florida. I'm a director on the Florida Low Income Housing Authority Board.
She needs to swear you in, please.
Yes, sir.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you would give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All righty. Your Honor, would you like a packet of information?
Sure.
I prepared one for you.
Thank you.
If I might.
Anything that's given to them, we'd like to include it in the records.
We will.
Your Honor, Florida Low Income Housing Authority is the new owners of this property, and they are requesting an additional 180 days.
When did you become the owner?
Within the last 2 months.
Okay.
It was a land swap. They are also the owners of Parkside Gardens Apartments, which is within a block of the store that is in question.
They, the people you work for, or are they the ones that gave you?
Florida Low Income Housing are the owners.
Parkside?
Yes, sir. This store was originally opened in the 1940s as a little community grocery store.
It's right there on the corner by Parkside.
Yes, sir.
I'm familiar with
it. Says Carver Store on the side of it. The plan is to restore and reopen this as a retail grocery store with a few rows of hardware goods in it, perhaps even a little outdoor seating for some meals. The city has a great vision. Pete Lee has a great vision.
Somebody has a vision. Restoring
this building to its grandeur with awnings and windows and making it look as a real asset to the community.
Okay.
What's real important, Your Honor, is that in this census tract, about 50% of the folks are unemployed. And if you look at the data that I gave you, families with children under five, 78.4% live under the federal poverty level. The plan for opening it as a store is that we would hire residents of Parkside Gardens, use it as a training site, bring them up to skills, train them how to be retail clerks, work in a store, help them get jobs, and then repeat that cycle. It's a win-win in that we would be restoring a building to its prior glory, helping people be trained for employment, putting people to work. We have cooperation, the University of Florida, Rinker School of Construction, and some other parties are going to work with us. The first thing is to do an engineering study of the building to make sure it's structurally sound and can be restored.
Yeah.
And then we'll apply for some grants. And we know that we're going to need at least 180 additional days in order to comply.
You're a man on a mission.
So yes, sir.
So ordered.
So the city is not opposed to that in light of the fact they secured the store.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful project. I know things that many of us accept as a daily thing of showing up at time on time, being there, performing, is a learned skill, and you got to have some sort of embryonic situation.
It's exactly true. If you're sick, you're actually supposed to call your boss and say you're not coming in that day.
Good
but,
plan.
But you have to watch. Somebody has to teach you that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We appreciate your consideration.
Is your office here in town?
Yes, sir. 215 Northwest Martin Luther King. It's the perfect example of what we want to do with this. We're between the Hampton Center and the pool at the Crossgate Auditorium, a city-owned building that had been empty for 9 years.
Right in there.
That
okay.
was going to be bulldozed and now has been restored and is a functional building
and
for the city.
How long have you been in this position?
Since October, sir?
How long have you been in this position?
I've been in this position for 3 years. We've been in that building for since October. I'm a retired school principal
here
doing
in
something
Maryland
different.
County?
Yes, sir.
Nice
so,
to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Go get them.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, what do we got next?
Please, magistrate, we'd move on to case COM 110267. This individual's here to represent today. This is the City of Ocala versus Colony Johnson.
Okay, gotcha.
Case involving Inspector Dwayne Thomas of the Code Enforcement Division, an address of 217 Southwest 13th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. And I'll bring the case information up for you if you're not working
okay.
there.
I'm not working. Are you Mr. and Mrs. Johnson?
No.
This is okay, yeah.
Yes.
I'm Marilyn Jones in Abbott, and this is my husband, Murray Abbott.
Okay.
Colony Johnson is my niece.
Okay.
Colony has been incarcerated since 2003.
Okay.
They have a durable power of attorney, which we're going to show you.
Okay. Since this is the first of the new cases today, let me just tell you the drill. The city's going to put on its little horse and pony act and show me what it is they think is right and wrong with this property. And then when they get, and then you can ask them any questions you want to ask them if you want to. And then I'm going to call you up here and we're going to talk through this thing and see what you guys want to do and what we can and can't do. So if you'd like, you can just have a seat right there at the bench in the gray seats or back in the brown ones, whichever. Be comfortable for a minute.
You can sit right here.
Yeah, right there's fine. And we'll march on down the road. Okay.
This is a violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matters, section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. I'm going to take you to the part of the presentations where there's photographs while I read through the description of the case here. Legal services obtained on 3-4 of 2011 for the NOV and 6-6-2011 for the notice of hearing. We post the property on 2-24-2011 for the NOV and 6-2-2011 for the NOH. We have a structural inspection completed by Inspector David Thompson of the Building Department for the City of Ocala. It scored dilapidated with a score of 45 points. For additional correspondence, we have a power of attorney, durable power of attorney, afforded to these folks who are here and prepared to testify today. Any license requirements would be a permit to repair or demolish. Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location upon arrival, observed the violations as stated. Additional investigation revealed the residents looked to be structurally deficient. Officer Thomas ordered a structural inspection by the building department. Inspector David Thompson responded and inspected the structure, scoring it as 45 points. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents abate the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. At this point, I'm going to continue through the additional photographs. You can see the building has become unsecured again, and we have a tremendous overgrowth issue. I'm going to take the magistrate to the structural report.
Lead me in my mind to the location of this property.
I can also show you the
All I'm seeing is the City of Ocala seal. There we go.
I apologize for that. Let me show you the map.
Okay, we're on West Silver Springs Boulevard, west of Pine, south. Okay, we're before Martin Luther. Okay, I know where we are.
All right, and I'll take you back to the photos because that was my error. It was on February when we were first out there.
Looks like it has some foundation issues.
That's what the structural evaluation reveals as well. We have the unsecured door there in March.
Mm-hmm.
Overgrowth.
Overgrowth.
More overgrowth.
Great pickup truck.
Again, the other day, the door's still insecure. And
is
we
that
still
dark area to the left of the door a burn area, or is that just a shadow?
Left area of left the door in this picture
that's
on now?
Is that just something?
I believe that's just a shadow in the photograph. I don't believe this property has been burned. Officer Thomas is here and can testify, but I don't believe it's been burned. So, of course, we have the few conditions there. The city has a staff recommendation, which I can read in the record now if you'd like,
please.
Or we could hear their. Find the respondent guilty of violating City Code sections 3495, 82181, and 82182. Order to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris. 2, the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. And three, pay the administrative cost of $125 within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day per violation in the city to do the demolition and cleanup work, utilizing all means required with all costs assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. And I can bring the structural inspection back up with you if you'd like.
Okay. And do you know what the current state of the property taxes are?
No, sir, but we could pull that up. Okay. Or we could ask the respondents that are here today.
I mean, it may make a difference if it's 2 or 3 or 4 years back with taxes. That's going to be a heck of a bill somebody's got to pay.
Yes, sir. The structural evaluation is here, and there is the...
Okay. Let me talk to your inspector. Let's see what we got.
Okay. Inspector Thomas.
Dwayne Thomas.
Okay, sir. Tell me what you see out there.
The house, actually, I met with the respondents at the property. At the time, they were going to go ahead with the demo process. They had afforded me the power of attorney. Mm-hmm. But when we went to the house, we walked through the home inside, which was badly damaged by termites. The house.
So the decay is a termite problem.
Yes. Okay. I mean, the floor was very, very brittle, to say the very least. We were at the point where I thought the permit was going to be obtained, and that did not take place.
Okay. And so we primarily have a deteriorated foundation and a heavy termite infestation.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Joist system, exterior walls. Okay. Okay. Good enough. Anything else from the city?
Just if you want me to pull up those tax records, I can do that for you now.
That might be curious to know.
Okay. Of course, it's not there.
Okay. That's all right. It's not the end of the plan.
I can get it for you. I believe I can search it there. I was going to.
You're on beam, ad valorem.
Right there?
I think that does it, yeah.
I'm looking for a search, so it might actually be here. Search the tax roll.
There you go, search the tax roll. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Of course, we have an advertisement.
You have to agree, yeah. Okay, and then you need the parcel number.
And I'll get that.
Or the owner.
Yes, sir. Prior payments in detail?
Yeah. You got at least one certificate out there.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. You got two certificates,
looks
three certificates.
Two, three, four,
okay,
five.
Now, the oldest, don't click on me.
Yep.
The oldest certificate is a 2003. That one's expired. They're only good for 7 years. Another one's about to expire. But then we got 1, 2, 3. Okay, so we got 5 years, at least 5 years of delinquent taxes sitting on this property at the rate of roughly $900 worth of taxes a year. So when you add the interest on those are going to be a $1,000 bill. So there's at least $5,000 worth of delinquent taxes sitting on this property. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Well, let's talk to these nice people that have come to see us. Come on up. Join us, if you will, please. Madam Secretary, can you swear in these nice folks?
Stay right here, ma'am, behind the podium.
Yeah, you're good.
Sorry,
You're great.
Oh,
you're great.
You're okay.
You're perfectly fine, but they do need you to talk to the microphone so that you get picked up on the tape.
I don't know. I don't know.
If they can hear me, they want to hear you.
All right.
Okay.
Please raise your right hands. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Marilyn Jones, 104 Southeast 44th Street, Gainesville, Florida.
Thank you.
And you, sir, what's your name?
Marian Abner.
Okay, and do you live with her?
Yes.
We're married.
Okay, okay. So it's the same address?
Yes.
Okay. The lady that, Colony Johnson, she's a relative of yours?
She's my niece.
Okay. And is she in state prison or county jail?
State prison.
And how much longer do we think she's going to be a resident with the state?
She had a 15-year sentence, so I would say about
seven more
years or less.
Okay. Not next week.
No.
Okay.
Okay, Your Honor, I've been paying the taxes as best as I could on the property.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's behind two property taxes.
Okay. Whatever.
Well, $1,200,
okay.
I believe.
Okay.
We've been, since 2003, coming to the city of Ocala, cleaning the property, and every ordinance that we get from the city of Ocala, stating what we needed to do to bring the property up to compliance. We have done that faithfully up until this last time, which threw us off because they said we need to tear it down.
Well, it looks like the termites.
I understand, sir, but that's what I'm saying. Financially, we are not in the position to pay someone to demolish the property.
Okay.
But we have been in compliance. This is the first time we have been out of compliance with that property.
Okay.
And my husband has been sick with gout for a couple of months, and he's been unable to do anything.
I've been down that road. That's the most miserable disease that's ever come.
And what he could have done, you know, we couldn't do it because he was ill.
Yeah.
And I'm disabled too. But we have been in compliance. If you would allow us time to either try to tear the house down and clear the property.
Okay.
That would be in our best interest.
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is Dwayne, right?
Yes, sir.
I spoke to Dwayne, right, dealing with the Ted Iron, remember? Mm-hmm. And he told me he was going to send inspectors out so they could tell me where all the pipes, electricity, wires, or whatever. But for some reason,
That was involved in your permit.
That happens after you obtain
a
permit.
Oh, okay.
You buy the demolition permit, and then they show you where all the stuff is.
Oh, okay.
I remember you and I standing there talking, right?
Yes, sir.
And going over it, but I really didn't get that clear. So that's what I need to do before I can get the permit to tear it down.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And to make this code case go away, all you need to do is buy the demolition permit. You don't have to complete the demolition. Now, once you get the demolition permit, there's a time period in which you do have to complete.
Yeah, Dwayne explained that to me.
That. So, in order to make this code case be closed and be gone, all you need to do is buy that permit.
Okay, now, how much that permit going to cost me, Dwayne? Oh, we said something in relation to it.
The building department was here. They're not here now, so I couldn't answer.
Spoke to the female that you told me to speak to.
Yes, sir.
And as a matter of fact, I spoke to her yesterday. And I also spoke to the fire department about the training program.
Yeah, they don't
and they
do that
told
anymore.
Me no, they couldn't do that. So my intention is, if you wasn't here today, right, was to try to find you, right, and find out what conclusion we could come to, right, dealing with this property.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Is it reasonable 30 days, 60 days? What kind of time frame?
The staff recommendation was 30 days to obtain a permit to either remodel or demolish, 60 days for the demolition and cleanup to be completed.
Be complete.
So well, of course, they can still petition for additional time if they need it.
When you buy the demolition permit, do you plan on hiring a demolition company or do you plan on trying to go in and do it yourself?
I was going to do it myself because I'm familiar with construction.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
Okay. And do you have some equipment like a big dumpster or something?
I
rent
a
dump truck?
And rent a payload or even a clamp load.
Okay, I think I'm inclined to, with your permission, I'm inclined to adopt the city's recommendation, but probably give him 60 days for the completion rather than 30. Okay, so you got 30 days to buy the demolition permit, and then you got another 60 days to get it all done.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And if that gets too tight, let them know, come back. If you've got it half torn down, you're going to get more time to finish it.
Okay, I'll keep in contact with Wayne.
Stay with them, absolutely.
Because that's who I've been dealing with so far.
He needs to become your next best friend.
Uh-huh.
He needs to become your next best friend.
Oh, yeah.
He'll certainly help you through whatever he can do.
He promised me that. What's the female name?
Kala.
Kala.
And there's a wonderful drug called Cocachine that makes
he takes
go away in a heartbeat.
He takes it, believe me.
Go for it, guys.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
nice to meet you, people. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
But please, Magistrate, if we could go to page 4 of your agenda. We do have a person here to hear his petition.
Yeah, he's having too much fun out there in the audience.
COM 110502.
Okay.
Case of the City of Ocala versus James and Rena Cochran.
Just a minute,
I'm going to bring it up for you.
Petition for reduction of penalty?
Yes, sir. And the petition is on your screen.
Yeah, I should have it right here in this folder. Let's see, got it.
Okay.
Okay.
On your screen, I've put up a case cost sheet as soon as it opens here.
Is the property now in compliance?
I've been told that it is in compliance at this point, and the city would be agreeable to a 50% reduction of the fine portion of the order. However, the administrative costs we would like to retain.
Okay. And how much is the fine at this point?
It's on your screen here.
It's on my screen.
Yes, sir.
It's a trick. Okay, so we're at a total of, I gather you're adding those three fines together to $975.
And then the administrative costs.
And then the $125 administrative. So the city's recommendation is to go to just under $500.
Yes, sir.
Plus the $125.
Yes, sir.
Administrative. Okay, refresh. Don't refresh.
This was a.
Create a memory in the first place as to what the violations were on this.
The violations were a violation of section 3495. Weeds, accumulation, trash, other unsub, and then section 82-181 and 82-182 and 512 and 82-512 and 82-513. We essentially needed to have the property cut, cleaned up, the building and structure secured, and the barrier around the pool completed, which, according to their information and our inspection, because we had a partial compliance.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that was due was the fines.
Okay. Mr. Cochran, come on up, be sworn, tell me this story. What's this about the deed in Texas and so on and so forth?
Oh,
let me get yourself sworn in first.
All right.
Go ahead.
She's fine.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
State your name and address for the record.
James Cochran, 2531 Northeast 1st Avenue, Ocala.
So you're currently living in this property?
Yeah, I'm trying to get back into it. Now, with these fines and everything and stuff, it's making it hard for me.
So you bought this house?
Yeah, and they said there wasn't a note on it and stuff. I didn't know nothing about these, codes and stuff.
Well, had the code enforcement already begun when they sold you the property?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know nothing about it, and they had trouble getting me the deed or something. They mailed it to the wrong address.
Okay.
So I didn't even get the deed till a couple months ago.
Okay, so you get the deed, and you run around and get the deed fixed and recorded.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Then how did you first find out about the fact that there was a city code enforcement proceeding?
Well, I come back down here to work on the house and get it fixed up, and there was a sticker on out in the yard.
All of a sudden you had company.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's, as soon as I found out about it, I come straight, trying to get it worked out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Rena your wife?
Yes. It's gonna make it real hard for me to afford to do much to the place and try to pay a bunch of fines, and it's a hardship. Especially moving as far as we're moving. It's a real hardship. I got a handicap sign and everything else and stuff, and she's been wanting to move to Florida for the last 10 years. I don't know what else I can do and stuff, but keep the property cleaned up, and I'm gonna spend out some more to get the fence in. She's trying to fix the place, fix the place up a little bit more.
Okay, I think I am inclined. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Who do you work for?
I work for Albert Butler. He's a logger and stuff, mm-hmm. but I'm a truck driver, But I got a couple of other places and stuff I rent out, and I pretty well do all my own work and stuff, handyman, stuff like that. I've just been in the process of bringing my tools to work on houses down here. Probably starting up a contractor business or something.
I'm going to grant a reduction in fine to a total of $300 and 6 months to pay it. How about that? It's better than $900.
Yes,
it's better. May we inquire? May we inquire?
Sure.
Do you plan to move into this house?
Yes, sir. It's going to be his home.
Because you said you had several other rental properties that you're also...
My dad's taking care of them.
I just want to make sure that we're...
Do you know where your seller is that sold you this property?
They're in Texas.
Okay. That's not going anywhere.
And you didn't check for any... Yeah.
Probably didn't get any title insurance.
No, I didn't know I needed any. Like I said, I've always had people to be straight up and honest with me.
Yeah.
That's why I do business and stuff. I try to be honest with people.
Well, I think I got to stick at the $300 and let that reduction stay in place for 6 months. I mean, the city has incurred some costs getting to this situation.
Is there any way we could chop that in half?
I already cut it by two-thirds.
How about 250?
How about 300? And 180 days. We usually only give 30 days.
I can't argue with you. You're the judge.
But
I'd like to.
You can argue all you want, but I think that's where I'm stuck. That'll give you an opportunity. $100 a month or $50 a month for 6 months gets you there. Okay? Go for it, guy.
I have to.
I understand.
I can't get out of paying it. I'm trying here.
Well, okay, you're trying. You're doing a great job.
How about just the 130?
We've applied about all the oil to this one we're going to apply. $300 in 180 days.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. If you let me get up here and argue first before you got aggravated with that other guy.
Arguing's usually a bad plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Go get it. Cut some extra trees.
Who do I have to pay?
You pay in the city finance, you pay in the code office? In the code office. It's over with the electric building, whichever direction that is.
Will they send me a bill?
I wouldn't wait around for a bill if I were you.
That's what I
know. No, I would get a little proactive.
And, with the mail.
Yeah. March yourself over there to the second floor of the city electric building.
All right. I can do that in the next 180 days?
In the next 180 days. But then the fine goes back up after 180 to where it is.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Johnny.
Yep. They're going to tackle him out there.
If it pleases the magistrate, we'd start at the beginning of the agenda.
Okay.
Case COM 110679, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy. If she doesn't get tackled in the lobby or so.
She's out there beating up the last witness. You want to go to another one that she's not involved in?
Oh, I could probably start off here.
Talk slow.
Yes, sir. This is a case that the city would be proceeding in as a repeat violator. The respondents involved are Norman Brown and Precedent, Inc., which is the mortgage company.
Okay.
It's a case location of 2628 Northwest 6th Avenue. The parcel ID is 25146-000-00. Violation of section 3495 and section 34141 through 145, which is the weeds and accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter, the definition for property registration, and foreclosed abandoned properties requiring registration. Legal services obtained 6-8-2011 for the NOH times 2, and we legally posted the property 6-6-2011 for the NOH times 2. Additional correspondence would be a Les Pennants Sunbiz report, the bank info, and the first case information. Officer Lane Kennedy located this property and found it in violation of the city's code. As stated above, additional investigation revealed this is a repeat violation. The property is in foreclosure. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to remedy the violations through the respondents have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. I have a map of the location on the screen for you now.
Okay, so you're just east of Ford of Ocala. Oh, that's that
yep.
road goes by.
Right over by the Vanguard High School.
I say Vanguard High School is on 28th.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So I know where that is. Okay, I'm very familiar with that area.
We have a copy of the repeat violation clause, which I know you're very familiar with. Here's the first order in the case. The first order.
Was the bank involved in that first one?
Yes, sir.
They didn't get the message, did they?
No, sir. And that was in 15th of June 2010.
Okay.
Here's the affidavit of partial compliance. It was complied. However, the city took care of the work. And
so
the
mortgage company never did anything?
No, sir.
Okay.
And the 125 remained unpaid as well. Continuing on down, I'm going to jump to the pictures, if it pleases the magistrate.
Gotcha.
Let me get to the first picture. He tried to make a better deal with you, Lorraine? There's picture one on 419 of 2011. We have the overgrown condition. 419-2011. We secured.
Is there just one structure?
Yes, sir. And we secured this property previously.
Go up to number one of four there. Yep. No, down.
That's
down.
One of four.
Keep going. There, stop.
Yes, sir.
Looks like it's collapsing. Or at least the fascia on the roof is.
I think we're okay in that respect. We secured the property by boarding it up.
Okay.
It looks just like a double gable.
Okay.
Probably an unpermitted. No, I'm not going to go there. On 5/23/2011, we were back out. Again, on 6/6/2011, we were out. 6/16/2011, we were out. 6/27, we were out there again. 6/27.
Is that a boat?
That's the neighbor's yard.
Oh,
that
okay.
puts this within 300 feet of an additional adjacent structure, therefore
the boat?
Qualifying it. No, the structure next door.
Living in the boat. Okay. I'm going to adopt the recommendation, so ordered.
Okay.
You know, another dangerous thing that came up in the seminar last
week. Yes, sir.
As is true of court judgments, the recording of the original judgment does not create any kind of lien. You create a judgment lien by recording a certified copy.
And we do that by taking our copy to the city clerk, who creates a copy, stamps it.
And it says certified true copy or something like that.
Yes, sir.
And that's what you record.
And then that goes to the clerk of the court, who then records it.
I think you're ahead of the county on that one, too.
I learned in my lessons, see.
Would you like to know why the copy does it, but the original doesn't?
Sure. I always wondered that.
Full faith and credit. Here's why. You must honor a federal judgment. You must put no greater burden on the enforcement of a federal judgment out of the federal court than you put on your own. And since the federal court sits in Jacksonville and Orlando, if you didn't go to the copy stuff, but rather stuck with the originals, to examine title to property in Marion County, you'd have to go down to the federal courthouse in Orlando and the federal courthouse in Jacksonville to find the original
orders. Yeah.
So by imposing on the state judgments the obligation to use a certified copy to create the lien, you can impose the same burden on a federal judgment that if they wish to impose a lien on Marion County property, they have to record a certified copy here. So the reasoning behind the certified copy stuff is that we don't want to go chasing through 50 states worth of federal district courts to find judgments against Marion County property. And so that's why everything.
I knew there was a reason there. I just didn't know what it was.
That's what it is.
That's okay. Just amazing.
That little enlightenment in the next case.
And now with the invention of computers, I imagine they're going to go just the digital whatever is okay.
Whatever, but yeah, someday. But that's the reason why.
If it pleases the magistrate, we'd go to the next case on the agenda, COM 110279, a case involving Inspector and Officer Bob Spears. This is the estate of Lena M. Solomon, a case location of 659 Northwest 4th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 82181 and 82182, definition of a dangerous building, declared a nuisance, abatement required. The parcel ID is 28650130004. Legal posting, all certified mail has been returned. The property was posted on 3-2-2011 for the NOV and 6-2-2011 for the NOH. Additional correspondence is that the structural inspection has been included by David Thompson. It scored dilapidated at 50 points, which this came up earlier. Under the rules of considering a building dilapidated, 50 points is dilapidated. So that's why he scores that way. We have included a copy of the tax roll numbers in this case. We do have we would request a permit to repair or demolish the structure. Inspector or Officer Robert Spears responded to the above listed location due to a citizen's complaint and upon arrival observed the property in violation as stated. Additional investigation revealed this residence has previous violations for the same conditions in 2008, which were never completely corrected, however, was not brought to a hearing. Officer Spears ordered a structural inspection, and Inspector David Thompson of the city's building department responded and completed the inspection, scoring at dilapidated 50 points. All attempts by Officer Spears to have the respondents correct the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains.
I have shown the roof is obviously shot.
Yes, sir.
How about the trusses underneath?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I can show you the structural evaluation as well. That's further up in the document.
Just the block walls and the slab probably.
Well, it looked like they borrowed some block walls for another project and put them on that one.
Hey, let me tell you, the old Italian.
Well, if it's block, it's block, right? There's a copy of the structural inspection.
Okay. Roof 0, I would agree. Floor 20 out of 20, okay. Exterior walls half, okay, and you're down. Okay, fair enough. So ordered. Adopt the city's recommendation.
Yes, sir. That brings us to the next case in the agenda.
There's a lot of dead people lately.
Yes, sir. COM 11
0807.
The estate of Walter Jackson.
Not out there mowing his lawn.
This is a case involving Officer Robert Spears, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, the city address of 436 Northwest 17th Avenue. This is a violation of weeds accumulate, and we do have one update here. The city is dropping section 3497, unsanitary or offensive privies or water closets. So this will be a violation of section
3495.
No, sir.
Oh.
Violation of section 3495, section 82181, section 82182, and section 82443. The parcel ID is 22607-000-00. All certified mail has been returned.
Sure.
We posted the property on 5-4-2011 for the NOV, 6-2-2011 for the NOH. Structural inspection by David Thompson scored it dilapidated with a score of 0.
How do you get the 0 and have anything there?
Well, I'm going to show you that, sir. There's a map to the location.
Okay, we're between the Boulevard and 10th, just west of Martin Luther, at the, is that the railroad track?
Just south of the railroad track.
Just south of the railroad
track. Yes, sir.
Okay, I know where we are.
And going to the structural evaluation. No slab.
This is a record.
No. This is a mobile home that far surpassed its usable life, obviously.
Yeah.
And I would have to ask Officer Spears if anyone was living here. Is someone actually living in this property?
I got reports that there were people.
Transients, what have you?
Yes.
Okay. So it further qualifies it as dilapidated and blight on the neighborhood.
Yeah, probably so. I'll adopt the staff recommendation and enter an order accordingly. Yeah, that would be in rough shape.
It's not much guesswork on that one. That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, City of Ocala versus Triho Inc.
These are frequent flyers.
Case, I'm sorry, sir?
They're frequent flyers.
Yes, sir. COM 110517. The city would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. Mm-hmm. This case location is 1715 Southwest Fort King Street. The parcel ID is 22716. -000-00. Take us to the pictures for you there. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property in 4/22/2011 for the NOV, or pardon me, for the NOH, and 6/1/2011 for the NOH as well, being that they're repeat violators. We just serve them with the NOH. Essentially, we just have this overgrowth on the lot. Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property in violation of city's code and has overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed this property has been in violation 7 previous times since 2005. 3 liens have been placed by the city, and the respondents were last found guilty in 2009, qualifying this violation as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to work with the respondents to remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation
have
remains.
We totally had no contact from Triho?
Yes, sir.
We don't know who the warm body is behind.
No, sir.
I find they're a repeat violator. I find they violated the ordinance, the ordinance, and I adopt the city's recommendation. So ordered.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 110963, the City of Ocala versus Philip P. Smith, Kimberly M. Beavers, and Bank of America Home Loan Servicing LP. This is a case involving Officer James Vo, a City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. The city address is 1812 Southeast 14th Avenue with a parcel ID of 2861-004-012. The violation section 3432, water collections 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, other unsanitary matter. Section 82.512, the definition or the barrier required for the pool, and section 82.513, the specifications for the barrier. Legal services obtained 5/9/2011 times 2 for the NOV, 6/3 and 6/2011 for the NOH. We post the property on 5/5/2011 for the NOV and 6/2/2011 for the NOH. We have additional correspondence of a less penance, the property registration form, email to and from the bank, and a SunBiz report. Officer James Vo located this property and found that it was in violation of the city's code.
Somebody once upon a time brought the pool into compliance.
Yes, sir.
Was that the city?
Yes, sir.
You guys need to buy better tarps.
Well, after years worth of, no, actually, this one was done by the bank. Actually, I can't testify to who actually did this one.
Okay.
But after some period of time, they do deteriorate.
Okay.
Staff has a recommendation for the record. If you'd like, I'd read it in the record.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, I find the violations exist as charged. We'll enter an order accordingly, adopting the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the petitions portion of the hearing, sir.
Okay, we already did.
And we've done 502.
We haven't done green.
Let's see what green is.
Give me just a second to catch up.
James L. Green.
502 is complete. The next one would be JNM Ironworks, COM 11-1657, under petitions.
Ironworks. I mean, I got the stack of them right here. Let me find it. Ironworks. James Markham.
The city would oppose reduction in this particular case in that he was also overdue last year, and he was granted a reprieve at that time.
What trade or business does this JNM do?
Ironworks.
Are they welders?
Creative.
Artists?
Ironing, fencing, I guess, that kind of stuff.
And we went down this road last year?
Yes, sir. If he would have paid it on time, it's only $50, and then by the time it gets to this point, if the magistrate was so inclined, maybe we would reduce the fee that's now due, not the actual tax, but the fee that's been plastered on there by $125.
Okay, so he's going to owe the $50 fee that he owed in the first place.
Plus the tax that's required by state, which is 10% each month. But what happens is after January 31st, the 250 is jammed on there,
so we would
reduce the 250 by half.
So ordered, as long as it's paid within
10 days, sir?
Give him 30 days, times are tough.
So we're reducing it to $125?
Yes.
The fee is reduced.
If paid by August 1.
August 1, okay.
Otherwise, it stays as it is.
The next one on the agenda is Scott Boy's Pekin Smoked Barbecue, Inc. We have a similar situation here, except that we have a lien for his past due. That's 658.
Okay, now he's talking tax certificates, you're talking liens.
Well, he had a lien from 2009, which has not been paid, where he was also granted some relief. He hasn't done the 2010 yet, 2010-11. If it pleased the magistrate, if you're so inclined, we've had other issues with this individual not complying with the code, and we have other code cases involving
him. Is the 10th Street address where the business is, or is that just where Mr. Scott is?
Yes, sir. It's at 1809. It's just west of the school, Howard Middle School.
On 10th Street.
Yes, sir. Across from the old Parks Welding?
Yes.
Right. North of Parks Welding?
Right.
Right in that area.
Do you have communication with this fellow?
Other than this petition, no other communication. We went out to them and had to actually leave our notice on their door.
I mean, if he were doing something with the older one, that might motivate me to do something with this one.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Well, I'm going to deny the petition. You might communicate to him that if he solves the old one, he could come back and ask again.
Yes, sir.
With no promises.
Will do. That brings us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-1655, a case by Officer Kennedy, Salon Envoy, 2677 Northwest 10th Street, Suite 5A. In this particular case, this is the first time they've been late, and the city would not object to a reduction of the fine amount of $250.
So that would leave them
$35 plus the 10% interest.
So ordered.
Pay within how many days?
30 days. August 1.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-1662, a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy, Abrigo Building Construction, Inc. And I do have a copy of that petition as well. The city would agree, this being that this is the first time they've been late, the city would agree to reduce the $250 penalty.
So ordered. It's from Rhode Island.
And then...
You didn't ask this, but...
I'm sorry?
For whatever weird reason in my life, something I had never seen before is... it's a movie. It's not Henry. It's a rich kid that lives in New York City. It came out in the 80s originally.
That's a little before my time, sir.
Anyway, he was describing the country as being so small that it would actually lose in a war to Rhode Island.
CLM 111664, the City of Ocala, a case by Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the City of Ocala versus Pat Neal Pest Control, 1721 Northeast 21st Street. The city doesn't mind to a reduction of $125.
So
would just point out that they were late in 2005 and in 2007.
They're trying. What happened to Green Office Building?
Green Office Building.
COM 11-1654, it looks like. James L. Green.
1654. Is that on the reductions?
Yes. It's the first one.
It's the first one.
Okay. On the one moment.
I'm not making sure.
I don't have it on my agenda. Petition to request reduction of penalty or just a regular petition?
Petition for reduction of
Green
penalty.
Office. I don't have that on my old one.
Well, he tells us that he's trying to be good and he's gone out and paid his taxes now, so he's got the taxes paid, totaling $8,500. And he wants a little relief on this one.
I would leave that in the good hands of the magistrate.
Okay, why don't we give him the same reduction we've been giving these other folks?
$250 off?
Yeah.
If paid within 30 days?
30 days, August 1.
Okay. That'll bring us to old business. I would point out that we've handled case COM 110083 and we've handled Joe Sraya.
Okay.
COM.
And all these other cases have
10.
Affidavits of noncompliance in them?
Yes, sir. And if we could do those as a consent agenda, I can affirm to the magistrate that we have noncompliance affidavits in each of these cases.
And each of the orders already have a fine specified.
Assigned, and we would like to proceed with the board orders.
We find noncompliance and order the beginning of the fines.
And I believe that's it for me, sir.
Okay.
Move the testimonies and evidence.
I would like to move all testimony
all
presentation.
Testimony, the evidence are all admitted into the record.
Make a motion for that.
And so we're ready to adjourn?
If you are, sir, we are.
We're ready to adjourn. Done.